Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Heading out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com. Talking to Pro Football Talk's Mike Florio. Mike Florio, Dan Day, Omar Kelly with you right now. Earlier this week, Jaire Alexander signs with the Baltimore Ravens. $4 million 1 year, $2 million possible bonuses in there. Does that possibly set the market for cornerbacks? And as Dolphins fans with the Jalen Ramsey situation, should we be a little bit worried about any of that?
I think the issue, and good morning, with Jaire Alexander is he missed 20 regular season games the last 2 years. The Packers pulled the plug on his contract. It was due to pay him $16 million this year. They weren't able to trade him. No one was going to take on that commitment, because he's got to reestablish himself, and I think that's the key. $6 million maximum earnings for Jaire Alexander just proved that there isn't a belief in him right now. So I don't think it really changes anything as it relates to Jalen Ramsey. I think it's a fascinating situation in and of itself, because here we are on June 20, and he's yet to be traded, and I don't know when he's going to be traded. But I think Alexander is a unique situation driven by the fact that, as Mark Murphy, the Packers CEO, said, he needs to be able to play, and he hasn't played much the past couple of years.
Mike, I want to ask you a little bit about this Jalen situation. Obviously, most people thought that there was some deal lined up. I thought even at the I thought even at the NFL draft that they had some unspoken about deal that they were waiting until June 1st. What do you think has taken so long to get this deal done?
Hey, Omar, my guess is they only have one team that's interested, and it sounds like it's the Rams, because the Rams are the only team that has spoken publicly and acknowledged in any way that there could be a potential deal that would reunite him with the LA organization. And when you only have one team at the table, and you don't have the ability to say, we'll just keep him, you don't have leverage. You've got to have multiple teams once you make it clear that you're moving on from the player. That's always your best leverage, you know, for anything. If somebody wants to buy your car and you've got a price that you want for it and they say, nah, that's not good enough, you say, fine, I'll just keep it. That doesn't work here. Fine, I'll just keep it doesn't work here, because we know that Jalen Ramsey and the Dolphins are done. And it occurred to me the other day, you know, we could have a Deshaun Watson situation where he sits into the regular season and they pay him to stay away and they wait for the trade deadline. And as long as he's okay with it, he can't be forced to stay away from the team. But as long as he's okay with it, he stays home, he gets paid, and the Dolphins wait for the right deal, and they pay him every week of the regular season. I'm not saying that will happen, but it could happen. And unless and until somebody else comes to the table and they get a deal done and multiple teams put pressure on each other to do a deal better than whatever is available to the Dolphins now, it's not going to get done.
Yeah. Let's talk about another player on the trading block, Jonnu Smith. Obviously, this in my mind, is more leverage negotiations, trying to strong arm the organization to give him a significant pay raise. But Pittsburgh is out there. Pittsburgh has shown interest. Pittsburgh's offensive coordinator is his former coach. Do you think it would be wise for Miami to, let's say, move Janu for a fourth round pick? And what would the benefits of this be?
Well, I mean, it all comes down to what it's going to take to make him happy. Do you want to make the financial investment? How big of a role is he expected to have in this year's offense? And, you know, hey, it feels, and I know they call it not a rebuilding year. And, you know, I think there's a lot of pressure on a lot of people with that team. So if Absolutely. You start peeling off assets in exchange for future draft picks, you may not be there to use the future draft picks.
Correct.
So I would want, at a minimum, somebody's going to help me now. If I'm trading a current asset, I want a current asset in return, because I may just be picking up an extra draft pick for the new GM and new head coach.
This is something I did want to discuss with you. I heard your interview with Joe Rose and the guys in Hollywood last week, and you said something that I had issue with primarily because of my experience. You said that you didn't know if Mike McDaniel was a head coach, and I can understand where you gain that thought process from, because you have not dealt with him on a day-to-day basis. I do know many, many Dolphins head coaches that had no business being head coach, from Cam Cameron to Joe Philbin. I don't really know if I could put Adam Gase in that category. But the one thing I will say about Mike is there is a presence to him. There is a charisma to him that makes me think that he could be a head coach. The question is, can he change and be tough on his players? And that's my biggest concern. And can you maintain the locker room, especially when your team knows you're heading into this critical season?
I don't think we disagree, Omar. I think we're on the same page. I'm not saying he had no business ever being hired. The point is it sustainable? And there are guys who are good enough to get the jobs, but are they good enough to keep the jobs over the long haul? And this whole culture change annual thing and guys showing up late, and, you know, at some point, there's a middle ground between Brian Flores and Mike McDaniel that a Dolphins head coach needs to find. And if McDaniel doesn't find it, then they're going to be finding a coach sooner than later who will be that guy who isn't at the Belichick end of the spectrum, but isn't their best friend and nice guy and kind of quirky, funny, non-threatening. When the NFLPA puts their report cards out and you see guys getting A's, one of the things that we talk about on PFC Live is, yeah, maybe you don't want your players giving you A's. You know, maybe you'll want your players to not think that they're your best friend. And that's what makes it hard. You know, think about it. Anytime you've ever been in school, all of a sudden the teacher shows up who's always been kind of easy on the class, and the teacher's acting tough. Your first reaction is kind of laugh and say, what's going on here? So it's really going to take an effort by Mike McDaniel to change. And then the question is, does he lose his authenticity if he's someone other than who he really is? So I think we have common ground on this, because if he continues to be the guy that he's been, I don't know that it's sustainable. He could be a great offensive coordinator, but I don't know that the head coach job is sustainable unless he changes. And if he changes, will he lose that thing that has made him, you know, a guy that you believe can be an effective head coach?
ProFootballTalk.com, Mike Florio. Want to ask you this. A lot of people here in South Florida are saying we cannot have another season like we had last season. If, for some reason, the season does end up very similar this year, do you feel as though, and a lot of people want these guys gone, Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel are on that hot seat and will be out of here if they have another repeat of last year?
Well, you know, at the end of the day, the only person whose opinion matters is the owner of the team, Stephen Ross. And people were surprised and some were dismayed that there were no major changes after what happened last year. So only he knows how much patience he has and whether or not he's going to undertake significant change. But he's getting closer and closer to the Leon Hess phase. Remember when Leon Hess fired Pete Carroll? And who did he hire? Rich Kotite? I mean, basically, I only got so many more chances to try to win a championship. And Stephen Ross, mid-80s now?
Yeah.
You know, at some point, that mindset's going to potentially take over. if he really wants to get his fingers on a Lombardi trophy, that may cause him to make a move that wouldn't necessarily be a rash move, because you got plenty of fans, especially if this year doesn't go well, that are going to be saying, yeah, let's do it. But the one thing you always have to keep in mind, who do you replace the current coach and or GM with? And are you going to be better off? And you better be confident you're going to be better off than you currently are, because you could just end up making things a whole lot worse.
I say this, and I've written a column about this in the Miami Herald. People don't realize how traumatic Steve Ross's hiring experiences have been. When you go to his very start, where he makes a run at Jeff Fisher and, you know, gets basically turned down, go to the Harbaugh chase. And basically Harbaugh goes to the 49ers and he creates the uncomfortable situation between Tony Sperano and Jeff Ireland. Hell, look at the last pursuit where, you know, he basically takes a shot at Sean Payton and it, you know, gets caught tampering and then has to settle with Mike McDaniel. People don't realize how traumatic. Think about when he hired Dennis Hickey as his GM. And four other individuals turned him down for that position because he wasn't willing to fire Joe Philbin. People don't realize how traumatic his hiring experiences has been, which is why I think he stuck with what he had for at least one more season. Do you think that there is one guy out there potentially that could be appealing to Steve Ross to say, okay, I can make wholesale changes and trust and believe that I can hand the organization to this individual and it will all be good in 4 years?
Well, you mentioned Payton, and Payton has a common mentor with a guy who's coaching at North Carolina this year. And that dawned on me earlier this week. I know the Buccaneers are a team to just kind of keep an eye on. Mm-hmm. Because we all assume the NFL is done with Bill Belichick, and I don't know that that's a safe assumption to make when you have 32 independent businesses making different decisions for different reasons at different times and different motivations and different factors. I'll ask you, do you think Ross would hire a guy like Belichick? Because I could see him getting himself to the point where, for the same reasons he was convinced that Payton was the answer, I could see him convincing himself that Belichick is the answer.
I don't know about that, because that would mean that he would take down Don Shula's record. And I don't know if South Florida can get in bed with the enemy from a community standpoint. I think in my mind, it's more realistic that you pay for Mike Tomlin. If things go sour in Pittsburgh and obviously the Aaron Rodgers experience goes left, everybody pretty much knows that Pittsburgh fans, I don't think it's fair or realistic or responsible, but they hate Mike Tomlin at this point and they're ready to move on, even though I think it's crazy. So would I give up a first round pick for Mike Tomlin? Absolutely.
And that's the key. What would it take to get him away from the Steelers? Because I raised that with someone who has ties to the organization. If they don't win a playoff game this year, is the next desperate move the Steelers make to move on from Tomlin? And this person's impression is there's no way they're ever firing Tomlin, because he would immediately be snatched up by somebody else. There'd be a team out there that otherwise wasn't going to fire its head coach. It would fire its head coach if it thought it could get Tomlin. But if you talk about a potential trade and Tomlin's on board with that, that would make sense. And he would be that middle ground between Flores and McDaniel. I think that's the key for the next hire. You don't want to swing all the way back to Flores. You want somebody who would bring discipline, respect, and just spark the kind of positivity blended with that selective negativity that a coach has to have to really get through to the players and get everybody to show up on time and get everybody committed and make sure you don't have your star players after the last game of the season popping off about how they don't want to be there anymore.
Mike, I want it with the Lakers going for $10 million and obviously $10 billion. And obviously the Lakers are probably arguably outside of the Yankees and Dallas Cowboys one of the premier franchises in sports. Do you think that that could potentially raise the price for not just NFL teams, but sports teams? Or is that just a Lakers price?
I think anytime a new record is set in any sport for the value of a franchise, and when you have a team from a sport other than the NFL set a bar higher than any NFL team has gone for. It's just a matter of time before an NFL team sails past it. The Clippers went for $2 billion in 2014, and we all lost our minds. $2 billion? Can you – what? $2
billion? Yeah.
For a basketball team? For the B team in L.A., $2 billion? Are you kidding me? And then the Panthers a couple of years later went for more than $2 billion, and then the Broncos went for 4.65, and the Commanders went for 6.05. And the key is last month – the 49ers sold a minority share of the team, just a sliver of the team, at a valuation of 8.6. So these NFL teams are going up and up and up in value. And I know the Lakers are the gold standard in the NBA. I think any and every NFL team now has a floor of $10 billion after the Lakers go for $10
billion. Any? Hold on. Did you just say any?
Any.
Buffalo?
If it's any team that's available. Now, who's available? The Seahawks eventually are going to be available because Jody Allen is required by the terms of her late brother's estate plan to sell them. She's selling the Portland Trail Blazers. It'll be interesting to see what they get. At some point, she'll sell the Seahawks. Nobody else is for sale. I wonder when one of these owners who you know, would otherwise have held the team until he died, I wonder when one of these owners is going to say, I'm going to tap out. I'm taking my money. This is too much to say no to as these numbers keep going higher and higher. So, yeah, I think any NFL team, majority stake for sale, the valuation would be $10 billion or more.
Nice to hear. I just got into the wrong business.
I'm just curious, what's Jeannie Buss and the Buss family going to do with this $10 billion? Because, I mean...
Well, let me tell you this, too. And the Dolphins organization, the very top of the organization, may not like this, but fans should like it very much. Dolphins fans would be better off if Stephen Ross sold the team to somebody who would, you know, be in the building every day and be a presence and not allow. Remember some of the dysfunction we've seen in the past where you got fight between this person and that person and that person. And I had an owner years ago, and it's been 10, 12 years ago. Somebody asked about, hey, what do you think about Stephen Ross, living in New York and owning a team in Miami? And the response was, I love competing against him. So if Stephen Ross wants to take $10 billion, Dolphins fans may be better off if the team is just like a coach. You better be sure the replacement is better than the one that's gone.
Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio, we appreciate your time so much. Danny Rabinowitz and Joe Rose will be back next week. They'll talk to you next Friday. Hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one. Great talking to you.
Once again, Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. Nobody does it better.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable! Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.